DOJ deports former Nazi camp guard to Germany following 2020 conviction. By Penny Star on February 22, 2021. The Department of Justice, DOJ, announced over the weekend that it has sent a 95-year-old former guard at a World War II concentration camp prison back to Germany. Friedrich Karl Berger was ordered removed from the United States in February 2020 for his participation in 1945 as an armed guard at the Neuen Gamme concentration camp system in Germany. Berger's removal demonstrates the Department of Justice's and its law enforcement partners' commitment to ensuring that the United States is not a safe haven for those who have participated in Nazi crimes against humanity and other human rights abuses, Acting Attorney General Mandy Wilkinson said in a press release. The department marshaled evidence that our Human Rights and Special Prosecutions section found in archives here and in Europe, including records of the historic trial at Nuremberg of the most notorious former leaders of the defeated Nazi regime. In this year in which we mark the 75th anniversary of the Nuremberg convictions, this case shows that the passage even of many decades will not deter the department from pursuing justice on behalf of the victims of Nazi crimes, Wilkinson said. The DOJ detailed the timeline and actions against Berger. In November 2020, the Board of Immigration Appeals upheld the Memphis, Tennessee immigration judge's February 28, 2020 decision that Berger was removable under the 1978 Holtzman Amendment to the Immigration and Nationality Act because his willing service as an armed guard of prisoners at a concentration camp where persecution took place constituted assistance in Nazi-sponsored persecution. The court found that Berger served at a Neuen Gamme sub-camp near Meppen, Germany, and that the prisoners there included Jews, Poles, Russians, Danes, Dutch, Latvians, French, Italians, and political opponents of the Nazis. The largest groups of prisoners were Russian, Dutch, and Polish civilians. After a two-day trial in February 2020, the presiding judge issued an opinion finding that Meppen prisoners were held during the winter of 1945 in atrocious conditions and were exploited for outdoor forced labor, working to the point of exhaustion and death. The court further found, and Berger admitted, that he guarded prisoners to prevent them from escaping during their dawn-to-dusk workday, on their way to work sites and on their way back to the SS-run subcamp in the evening. At the end of March 1945, as Allied British and Canadian forces advanced, the Nazis abandoned Meppen. The court found that Berger helped guard the prisoners during their forcible evacuation to the Neuen Gamme main camp, a nearly two-week trip under inhumane conditions, which claimed the lives of some 70 prisoners. The decision also cited Berger's admission that he never requested a transfer from concentration camp guard service and that he continues to receive a pension from Germany based on his employment in Germany, including his wartime service. "We are committed to ensuring the United States will not serve as a safe haven for human rights violators and war criminals," Acting ICE Director Kay Johnson said in the release. "We will never cease to pursue those who persecute others. This case exemplifies the steadfast dedication of both ICE and the Department of Justice to pursue justice and to hunt relentlessly for those who participated in one of history's greatest atrocities, no matter how long it takes." Follow Penny Star on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.